Welcome to the official podcast for St. Philip's Episcopal Church in Rochester, Michigan. You can learn more about our church at our website, stpfeeds.org. Our Sunday services are at 8 and 10 a.m., and all are welcome. This podcast is the sermon for Sunday, February 18th, 2018.
This morning, I've got good news and bad news. Which would you like first? Bad, yes. I always want the bad news first so you have something to look forward to. If you hear the good news and it's not that great, then you're really in trouble. Well, I don't have to tell you about the bad news because you see it all the time. If, like me, you read the newspaper or watch the television news, it just seems like bad news is the only news there is. I was looking at the headlines in the paper the other day, and it was just terrible. In fact, I've been really struggling with a sense this week that there's just so much darkness, particularly the school shooting in Florida. I was listening to a report about the ethnic cleansing of the Rohingya Muslims in Myanmar, and you can fill in the blanks with your own stories of doom and gloom. And I was struggling with how on earth can we stand up and proclaim good news when there is just all this bad news. Today's gospel really resonated with me. It is Mark's story of Jesus' temptation in the wilderness. We don't get the temptation with the devil. We don't get all the details. We just get he was baptized, he was in the wilderness, and then, boom, he was on about his business. And his business was to proclaim the good news. So I was asking myself, what is that good news? What is it? If we were to come up with a list, what would it be? I can think of some good news in my own life. Kind of hold on to those little, I don't know if you do that, something good happens and you just want to kind of treasure it and hold on to it. I had a friend who would keep any nice notes of compliments or anything positive that happened. He had a special drawer in the desk in his office of positivity. And when he was having a bad day, he would just go and open that drawer. And there were special notes or things that just gave him a lift. We have to remember that there is tremendous good news. One of the things I love to do this time of year, every 4 years, is to watch the Olympics, particularly the Winter Olympics. I find it so inspiring. It makes me want to be better as I look at these fantastic young people who have dedicated their lives to excellence, have sacrificed greatly, have worked so hard to reach the pinnacle of their individual sport. Even if their sport is weird, like curling, okay? I just want to say, and maybe there's some Canadians out here, and I don't mean to offend you, but I find that odd to dedicate your life to curling. But there we are. Or insane, like the skeleton, where you rocket down a mile-long icy chute head first. I mean, it's crazy, and yet inspiring. I've been especially inspired to see the spirit of camaraderie amongst the athletes from different countries who are the fiercest of competitors and yet who understand each other better than anybody in the world because they've all been doing the same thing. They see each other all the time in these competitions. They come to care about each other, to celebrate with each other, even if their heart is breaking because they didn't win a medal, to be joyful for their friend and competitor who did. I find that inspiring. That is good news. It's a picture of the world the way it ought to be, isn't it? Full of hope and caring and excellence and joy and some sorrow, but also this sense of togetherness. It's what I hope for. Those are glimpses, I think, of the way God intends and dreams for our world to be, not drowned in darkness of hatred and violence and suspicion. It's also reflecting on the fact that the news often doesn't give us much good news because it doesn't sell. We actually, as people, prefer to buy and watch stories that are bad. And so a lot of the good news doesn't get reported because there's no audience for it. But if you take a step back and look at the big picture, there's a lot of good news. I remember back in 2000, there was a lot of attention towards something called the Millennium Development Goals. These were goals set internationally to eradicate global poverty. And I remember thinking in the year 2000, eradicate global poverty, What a ridiculous and impossible task. There's always been poverty. It's getting worse instead of better. I was thinking about bad news and not good news. And here we are in 2018, 2 years away from the 20-year goal to end global poverty. And I was absolutely gobsmacked to read recently that we have, in fact, made amazing progress on many of those goals. My cynical self in 2000 was wrong. There actually has been incredible growth towards the eradication of global poverty. Yeah, there's still places of terrible suffering. There are still people living in conditions that are subhuman. But overall, taking a step back, there is good news. There is progress in literacy. There's progress in equality. And there's progress in nutrition and clean water in the far corners of our world. And we've had a part of that. We've had a part of that through our work in the church and our outreach to things like Episcopal Relief and Development. We'd have a part of it in our work through international organizations and through our government. We have been part of the biggest, most amazing growth in the eradication of poverty in human history. The human beings on the planet are better off now than they ever have been. I was shocked. That's not the picture that I had in my head. I was seeing only the bad news and not the good news. Well, today we celebrate some more good news. The good news that is brought to us in Jesus Christ. The good news of our faith. The good news that we often take for granted because we've committed ourselves to this faith. You know, every time we get together, we proclaim the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God. We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in the Holy Spirit. But we think of belief, I think, in the wrong way. As Western rational people, when we hear the word believe, we think that we look at this list of propositions. Has anybody ever said, do I really believe that Nicene Creed? Do I believe all of it? You know, you'll go through the list and you go, I don't even understand half of it. It's written, in the 300s in Greek and translated. What does it even mean? How do I know if I believe in it? Because belief for me is I look at it and I weigh it and I say, oh, on balance, I think I basically agree with this and I'll sign my name. No. Belief. When Jesus began his earthly ministry and said, repent and believe in the good news, he was not saying, look at a list of intellectual propositions, weigh them, and decide if you agree with them or not. He was saying, believe in the sense of give your life to, commit yourself to, pledge your heart and your soul and your mind. Get on board with is a better translation. Get on board with God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Get on board with the good news of the kingdom of God. And what is that good news? The good news is that back in the time of Noah, God made a covenant that he would spare his people. That God showered upon his people of Israel the good news of his love spoken again and again by the prophets. That he came in human flesh in the person of Jesus to show us how much he loves us. To take upon himself our sins. We put these stones in this basin and poured water. We can do that because we know that our sins have been forgiven because of Jesus. Because of his life and death and resurrection. The good news of the kingdom is that God dreams for us a better life and world than we have now, but one that we can see and taste and touch. God wants us to build that world and to live in it, to share it. That's why we come to church. That's what St. Philip's is for, to be a little laboratory of the kingdom of God where people care about each other and love God and learn and grow and serve. God wants us to be a light that shines out from this place and bathes the world in that picture. Much as I was inspired by those Olympic athletes, what if we inspired people by the way we lived and worshiped and cared? And guess what? I think we do. I think a lot of people don't know about us, but I think the people that get to know us are inspired. That's a place where I could learn. That's a place where I could grow. That's a place where I could be cared about and care about others. We are drowning in bad news, but we are shining with good news. The good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Gospel means good news. Repent and believe in the gospel. Believe in the good news. Claim it. Live it. Share it. In good times and bad. When the news is bad or worse, when the world is going, you know, the world is always going to hell in a handbasket. It's nothing new. It started off that way with Adam and Eve, and nothing has really fundamentally changed. And we can live in the darkness of that despair and get grumpy and cranky. You know, one of the problems, and I noticed this in the winter time when we're stuck indoors more often, and I notice it with older people who are stuck at home and limited in when they can get out. You watch the news, this 24-hour news cycle, and it's the same three or four stories, always bad, and they just repeat it over and over all day, don't they? And so you watch it once and you're like, oh, that's interesting, okay. But by the 25th time you've watched it, you're ready to light your torches and carry your pitchforks. You're angry and upset and down and depressed and despairing. So let's turn that off. And let's turn on the reminders of God's amazing love for us and his call for us to live as people of good news. We don't have to ignore or deny the bad news, but we've got to rise above it. We've got to see the big picture, and we've got to focus on Jesus, who leads us into God's amazing kingdom of love and peace and justice and abundance. Let's live in that kingdom. Let's live in that place. Let's go through the wardrobe into the land of Narnia and go higher up and further in today and always.